KO4HKX, KI4DTY.
If you need to reach Daniel, go ahead and try and reach him. I'll be here when you get done. KO4WWZ.
Hey, Chandler.
Hey, Patrick. How was your day today?
It was all right, but it's not over yet. I'm still working.
Hey, do I need to let you go?
Nah, I got a few minutes.
Well, where you had to stop today?
I'm all over the place. I'm over here.
Hey, if you sprinkles hit my car, that's it.
It'll be a rainy day tomorrow, though, so might as well get ready for it.
Saying the weather could get a little strong to severe tomorrow. That wasn't supposed to happen.
I keep calling you Daniel for some reason now. Sorry, Chandler. I didn't make out the last transmission.
That's all right. I'm at my destination. I'm going to get on the base station and get a holler at you.
KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
4HKX, KO4PXB.
4HKX, afternoon, Lloyd.
Patrick, it's KO4PXB. You still in here?
Yes, sir, I am KO4HKX.
Yesterday, I was going to tell you the story of funny that happened down at Fort Jackson. Do you have time now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
During the reception, they put people to sleep at 10 o'clock at night, and the drill sergeants were actually still standing there, and they opened the door and let it close, and somebody actually mentioned, who the MF does he think he is that we're not in the military yet to be bossing us around? He got everybody up and kept them up another about two and a half hours, just raising their voice, and they weren't making them do push-ups at that point in time, but that was the funniest thing, my first reception in the military.
Something you question, your drill sergeant. I've never been in the military, but I'm smart enough to know that.
After the 2.5 hours, when that door closed, there was not a peep heard of anything.
Long time before there was a peep heard after that door closed.
0600 in the morning when they flipped the lights on and started beating them trash cans. But it also, this will, I guess, pretty much make you very humble if you want to talk to soldiers that are in the VA home that pretty much don't have anybody anymore. Arrange the time to go and listen to them older soldiers talk, and you'll get the most reward out of it that you could ever imagine.
Especially since they don't have anybody to talk to anymore. My grandfather's ex-military, he's in the Navy, so I hear his stories and just sit and listen to some of the stuff he's done and been just places and things. It's just amazing.
I recommend to you, if it's okay with him, to get you a journal and write down what he's saying, because when he's gone, sadly to say, you don't want to have to rely on that memory to tell his story later on.
KI4DTY, and I've been talking about that, making some digital recordings of some of the stuff he's done. Just go over and sit and listen to him tell me the stories, and then I'll have it in his voice.
Good thing to do there, too. Last year, 2 years before, actually before COVID, we actually got donated 1,000 sets of pajamas, underwear, socks, and slippers and stuff like that, and distributed it to any VA center that would take it.
Part of that stuff with the retired military and retirement homes and places like that?
I'm just now getting back into it because they're now easing up on the restrictions of COVID. If it stays controlled, yeah, we definitely get donations from pretty much any place that will donate and to take to the soldiers there, because you're right, a lot of them don't have family anymore, and they're either pajamas that they have are worn out and socks, and they just don't have socks and this, that, and the other.
I'm glad you're doing that, and I appreciate your efforts, and I will definitely see if there's something I can do to help you out there.
They definitely appreciate it. I'm retired military myself, so that way it's my way while I'm still physically able and to give back to them, so that way they're not forgotten. I will do so.
I'm not, never been in the military, but I still know how this country was founded. It is because the men and women have given their lives for this country and fought and died for it, so I'm definitely willing to honor them for everything they've given.
Time I see a veteran that either has a t-shirt on or a hat, I physically take their hand and thank them, because just it really doesn't happen enough, and so it should happen definitely a lot more and as many times as possible.
Sir, you're right about that. This country just doesn't realize how it got where it is anymore, the sacrifices that have been made.
True. Like I said, a lot of people, even outside the military, are due to a thanks to how we got here. So you just can't thank them all. So just do it when you can.
Yes, sir. But hey, next time you go to do that, will you give me a heads up, and I will see what I can do about making sure I've got some supplies for you. Comment.
Go ahead, comment. KO4PXB.
Why? Hey, Patrick, quick question. Where are you at?
101 right now. Getting ready to turn on Pendleton Road.
Hampton near the Panera Bread. Can you give me an idea how close you are to this?
To Jiffy Lube there in Greer. 5 minutes. You up or something?
If you could. I think I doubled you.
You might slow down on that mic button before you start talking.
Sorry about that. I was managing three different things at the same time. How far did you say you thought you were?
O'Neill's Grocery, which is maybe 5 minutes from there. I just turned up Locust Hill, and then you take the first right there at the light.
Thank you very much.
But Lloyd, if you're still there, I would be glad to help out and give you some, donate you some stuff to take to the those men and women.
Appreciate it. Yeah, if y'all want to write down my cell number, that way y'all can text me. That way, when they're taking donations again, I'll definitely get in touch with y'all and see what we can get for them.
I am driving right now, so I can't. I can give you mine, but I can't take a note on anything right now.
KO4PXB, I'm also mobile, so we'll just have to definitely do this another time, get the information another time.
Well, Chad knows how to get a hold of me anytime. I'm pretty sure you got his number.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
That's leftover shirts and stuff like that from when I do my summer and fall t-shirt and jackets and things like that, socks, you know, that kind of stuff. I've always got leftovers, and I'm always looking for something to do with it.
And definitely a VA center would truly enjoy that when it was coming close to Christmas time. A lot of VA centers was contacting me, well, can you bring me these certain sets? I said, it's so close to Christmas and I'm out shopping myself, I will meet you somewhere and you'll have to pick it up from there, because, you know, I've got my own stuff to do instead of, you know, running all of it, you know, running at least 7 or 8 different locations. But I definitely made sure they got the stuff they needed.
Sometimes it was hard to find a lot of stuff.
Like I said, and it's even harder to find the vets that are pretty much won't go to a center to be able to get them blankets and the socks and stuff where they can stay warm. That's the biggest challenge we've ever had, to sit there and find the vets and the people that, you know, pretty much that are afraid to go inside because of being around people.
So the ones that stay home and don't go out, and unlike we're using now, they don't have that form of communication.
And true, even the ones that we found, like 3 or 4 of them just living in the park, and because they were afraid to be in confined spaces.
Imagine. It's just sad that we've let our vets get that way, but yeah, we're going to help everybody else out.
Sad thing about it is, when in their situation, when they're afraid to be indoors and around people like that, it's hard to help them when they won't go to a center to even get help.
That's got to be tough. So I definitely commend you dealing with that and helping out there as you can. And like I said, I want to help out any way I can.
KO4 PXB, is your name on the, I think it's what, QRZ? Because I have a login for that. If I can just get your name, I'll look up your information on there if you're in there.
It is. If you know my call sign, you can look it up that way too.
Give it to me. I'll try to lock it in my brain.
4 Hotel Kilo X-ray.
KO4 PXB. Well, that didn't work too well. What's your name? And I'll just look it up that way.
It's Patrick Kiever. On here, pretty much. There's lots of people on here that have my number. I just, like I said, I'm just can't, not where I can give it to you or write yours down.
Yeah, problem. Like I said, we'll definitely coordinate getting that as the seasons come closer to round. Even, like I said, Thanksgiving, pretty much around through the holidays, how it takes pretty much that long to be able to distribute everything.
Well, I have arrived at my destination, so if you'll give me just a second to get to my phone, I'll take your number down. KO4HKX.
KO4PXB, standing by.
KO4HKX, go ahead, Lloyd.
Code is 864-641-9245.
864-641-9425, is that correct?
9245.
I got it. I'm going to clear out now. KO4HKX, clear.
CPA Mobile.
KI4DTY, W4DJW. Nothing heard, W4DJW, clear.
Okay, Dave, W4DJW, KB4CPA.
Hey, Dave, how are you? You going to play tennis?
I got a league match tonight in Anderson. I'm headed over to Wellington Green to pick up my partner.
Oh, well, that'll be fun. Is this a easy win, or are you going to have to work for this one?
I really won't know until I get until we get there, because I don't think we've ever played these guys before, so, but we're looking for a win tonight. I'm feeling good about it. He is, so, and I played Monday last night, so, I'm ready to go.
Well, good. I wish you luck. I hope you win. Do you wear, do you have Apple products?
Did you say Apple?
Yeah, do you wear an Apple Watch that monitors you while you're doing all that?
I wish I did, because I'd like to, you know, I'd like to know, you know, like my heart rate and number of steps and several details that it could give me, but I just haven't broke down and gotten one.
Okay, well, I was just curious. I've never been into health food or exercise or anything like that my whole life, and now I'm having to get into that, so I'm kind of aware of what's going on, whereas before I was just oblivious. So I was going to ask you, one thing I'm learning, because I have to wear the watch now, and because it tells you when your heart's in a not in sinus rhythm, and one of the things I'm noticing is how many steps I take. And one of the things I notice about how many steps I take is on the days that I cut grass, boy, does it go up. It can go from 5,000-7,000 up to 10,000-12,000 when I cut grass. And I just wondered, you're playing tennis out there, how many steps a tennis match would add. That would really be interesting information to find out.
My phone will do that, but, you know, I don't want my phone in my pocket, you know, weighing me down. So, I can't get that information off of it, but it'll tell you how many steps you take, and if it's on you, and like when we were in, I can't remember the number, but when we were in New York, and we walked some like 18 miles in 3 days, and it was rather interesting.
WWZ Archery.
Recognizing Chandler. Yeah, I was just curious. I saw somebody did an 18-mile bike ride, and Apple products have these rings. They call it closing your rings by the end of the day. So they've got a ring for exercise, a ring for calories that you burn, a ring for how many hours you're standing, and other things like that. And there was this one guy, and the goal is to have them go 360 degrees. They're different colors, so you stand out. You get to learn which color is which. And they go around 360 degrees, and they want you to close them by the end of the day. That means, like for me, the starting out was you want to burn 640 calories a day. So if you burn 640, it'll close the red ring. If you exercise for 30 minutes, it'll close the green ring. If you stand up 12 out of 24 hours, it'll close the blue ring, that kind of thing. I saw a guy ride a bicycle for 18 miles, and those rings just went round and round and round and round on every one of them, burning calories, standing up, number of steps, the whole, I mean, it was just ridiculous. They just went round and round. He spun it off the dial. Go ahead, Chandler, W4DJW.
Patrick, I'm on the Motorola GM300 ZHF 10-meter setup in the house. Can you give me a signal report, please?
I think Patrick signed out a little while ago. I'm not sure. I don't think he's there, Chandler.
Who I got here?
This is Dave W4DJW, and Dave K4CBA.
My dad, can I get a signal report from you guys, please, sir?
Sound good to me. I hear a little bit of noise, a little bit of white noise, but, I mean, you're completely readable, and it's full scale. It's full scale, completely readable, but it's not full quieting. It's got some fuzzy stuff in it. David, how's it sound to you?
I'm copying him the same and into the repeater. It's it's not, you know, it's a little noisy, but a little white noise. It's not bad at all. Yeah, 100% readable.
Thank you, guys. You guys are good for climbing on my end. If Chad gets in here, let him know that I need to speak with him. Say it was more WWZ.
Will do. Have a good day, W4DJW. So, David, do you have Apple products? Does it show you that, or you have, like, a Galaxy?
Phone. It's a 8S, I think. It's the older one. But it's not some cheap. I guess I'm saying first gear if I want to go forward. Anyway, I'm going to have to run. I just picked up my tennis partner here, and we'll be chatting as we get on the road here. So anyway, I'll talk to you later about this. But I'm glad you're getting healthy. Oh, man, 73 is W4NJ. Yeah, W4NJ. I forget your call. I can remember mine. KB4CBA Mobile, clear of yours.
All right, well, enjoy the game, and let us know afterwards if it was an easy win or if you had to work to win it. KB4CBA, W4DJW, clear.
KO4WWZ, KO4NUE. 4WWZ, KO4NUE.
4NUE, go ahead.
Good for me, over.
I hooked up the GM300, had my phone.
A couple questions. Okay. So, what power setting you on? Over.
It's a Motorola. I don't know. I'm just trying to hook up to the power supply like you told me to.
Roger that. Okay. Is the Yaesu still hooked up to the power supply too, Chandler?
Sure, I can hook it back up.
Listen carefully. Here's what I want to do. I need power back on the Yaesu, but I need power on the Motorola too. Over.
Roger. So I should hook it up back to the power supply and hook the other coax to it?
Stand by. So have you disconnected the Yaesu from the power supply?
Disconnect the negatives and positives. I just disconnected the end that was closest to the radio.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Okay, so put power back on the Yaesu, and let me know when you got that. But stay on the Motorola till I tell you to do something different, okay? It's KO4NUE, clear. I'll still be standing by, Chandler, but we'll open frequency up till you get done. Over.
Chad, I'm done. I got it hooked up.
So there is power on the Yaesu, is that correct?
That is correct. I also hooked up the second coax to it just to be cautious so it wouldn't blow up.
All right, so let's take a step at a time here. Tell me what radio you are transmitting on right now. Over.
Sitting on the Motorola.
Is the Yaesu turned on? Over. Okay, is there coax hooked to it? Over. All right, the coax that you've got hooked up to it right now, on the Yaesu, disconnect it. Over.
And disconnected.
What I want you to do is I want you to tell me your call sign twice, slowly, and then I want you to give me about a 5-second dead key. Then I want you to clear. Disconnect the coax on the Motorola and hook it up to the Yaesu, and then do the same thing on the Yaesu. So what I'm doing is I'm going to compare what the Motorola sounds like. And then you're going to hook up the Yaesu and compare what the Yaesu sounds like. You got what I'm doing?
Yes, sir.
It's on the Motorola right now, right? All right, give me your call sign twice, 3 seconds, a dead key and clear. Then swap out the coax and call me on the Yaesu. Over.
Kilo, Oscar, Four, Whiskey, Zulu. I say again, Kilo, Oscar, Four, Whiskey, Zulu. Dead key.
Okay, all right, I got it. That's enough. Let me make sure I got it. Honestly, think the Motorola sounds worse, Chandler. I do. Anybody else out heard that and got a comment? Over. There was a double in there. Keith, can you stand by just for a second? Station that doubled with 10-4-CHY, go ahead, over.
2-TXJ, I thought the Yaesu sounded better, too.
10-4-CHY, what do you think, over?
Saying basically the same thing, that the Yaesu got a bolder sound to it. In fact, it's a little overmodulated. He could probably back off the mic a little bit. Had about the same amount of white noise and static, but audio-wise, it sounded better.
4NUE, thank you for the signal report, both of you. Okay, K4WWZ, you in there? Heard it from three people. So, not sure what to think at this point. So we have kind of sort of eliminated the power supply. It's not grounded, but I don't think that's going to be your issue. My two meters are not grounded either. So we tested both radios, and both radios are working. Everybody says the Yaesu sounds better. So what do you think the next step is? Over.
I think maybe we should check the coax and see what's going on here. I'll just let you be advised. We have littered the coax outside the crack and improved this problem as well.
Oh, that's okay. So the next step is going to be coax, right?
And my mom said that you can come in the house. We just have to let her know what day we plan to do it and what time. So if we plan to do anything Saturday, all I need to do is let them know. Over.
KO4NUE. Okay. Let me think about that for a minute. Let me think through that just for a little bit. I don't know about Saturday. I might could do something a little sooner, but I need to give me a little time to think about it. How about that? Over.
Just keep in mind, my stepdad works during the day all week, so it would have to be after 5. And I don't know that that would be good for you. It's not that he doesn't want you coming in. It's anything that he might be talking to a customer about is supposed to be confidential, and it's required by law to keep that private. Over.
That. Okay. Let me get back with you, and we'll figure something out. I need to talk with the XYL and see what's going on. But I'll be in touch. How about that?
Chad, thank you very much for being
present
with me. You are appreciated, and I hope to tell you that someday.
But no problem. We'll get you fixed out, but maybe. I think probably next thing to do is just for giggles, we'll take another SWR reading and see if something's damaged. But Let me ask you this real quick. So, you have no idea what power setting the Motorola was set at when you transmitted, right? Is that a programmed function too? Over.
Yes. Chaos for LZI mentioned something about being able to open up these radios and adjust the power setting, but that would still be very, very hard to do. It wouldn't be as hard as programming it via the
computer,
but it would still not be as easy. Over.
So what level was the AZU on when you transmitted? Over.
25 watts.
Is the Motorola, do you know, is it a 50 watt radio?
What?
How many power settings do you have on the Yaesu? Is it four or three?
Four. 5, 10, 25, and 50.
50 real quick and let me hear it.
Output.
Pretty good to me. Give me a call sign again, over.
Oscar, Fuller, Whiskey, Zulu.
Okay, so how much, let me ask you a question, how much money you got in your wallet right now? Over.
I just made $120 in cash today. I'm helping a friend out because I have some cash.
This is what I want you to do. I want you to get in the car, go to Walmart, and get one of those clip-on fans that's got a clip on it. Oh, I don't know, probably $7-$8. I want you to go buy that fan and then bring it back to the house. Over. Or do you have a small fan in the house? Over.
Do you have one available? I can ask, but I could also probably get one of those fans here at the Dollar General.
Yeah, roger that. So is the radio laying flat on the table? Over.
Right now, I have it in a different position due to all the unhooking and hooking back up that I had to do. Over.
All right, so I want you to go get a fan or find a small fan that's going to be dedicated just for the radio, okay? Then, when you get back, I want you to elevate that radio off of the table so that it's not laying flat on the table. In other words, stand by. In other words, I want air to be able to get under the radio and on top of the radio without anything obstructing the airflow. You got it?
Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to do that exactly, but yeah, I hear what you mean.
Exactly how to do that. While your Dollar General pick up some super glue. And, I tell you what. Do you have something you can use for a spacer? Four spacers, the same height, over.
Speaking of,
pick up a bottle of super glue and a fan. And when you get home, I want you to raid your penny jar. And she wants you to pull out 16 pennies. And I want you to glue four of them together in four stacks. So you'll have four pennies on top of each other, but you'll have four stacks of it, right?
So four pennies, right?
The spacers. And then you lay your radio on top of the pennies, and that will allow your airflow to get under the radio and pull all that heat off of the radio and keep it cool. Over. That'll be the next step, but right now radio sounds good at 50 watts. That's what I think. Let's see. KN4CHY, you still in there, Keith?
I have not heard much of a change.
So, no change with Keith. No, you know, not trying to be disagreeable or anything, Keith, but I hear a difference. I tell you what, let's do this. Drop back down to 25 watts, Chandler. Try that.
What?
Hudson, try again. Did I hear a little bit? Not much. I'm not sure it's worth the extra energy, but extra power. But go get your fan and get your stack up, and let's go from there, okay?
And KF4NXY, I relayed to him, letting me get the wanting to let him know, and he said he got in contact with you. He said maybe this Saturday I could come up there and get those amps going, not to worry about money. Over.
Okay, well you relay to him, because I cannot get in touch with him. Relay to him that if you get the amp, I'll help you with it if that's the route you want to go over. But then we'll leave that there.
This is David. I just sent Chandler an email a few minutes ago. If I sent it to the right email address, and I sent him my cell phone number, because like I was telling him earlier today, my house phone don't take incoming calls. I got it set up like that so the telemarketers aren't, you know how they are. So anyway, it's but I did send him my cell phone number, and he's more than welcome to pass it on to you, and you know, if he thinks, you know, these amps can do him some good, he's welcome to them.
So I missed your call, I believe, and tried to call you back and couldn't get in touch with you, but we'll just go ahead and settle it on the radio. If he's willing to come down there and get them, and we'll work something out, I'll be glad to help him get it set up. If that's the route he wants to go over.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Like I was telling him, though, with these amps, so with the small one, I definitely wouldn't drive it with over 5 watts, and with the bigger one, probably wouldn't drive it over 10 watts. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's the bigger one's a KLM, and I'm pretty sure that's the way it's set up for pretty much to be driven with a handy talkie power output.
What's the output? What's the output on both amps? Over.
Okay, the KLM is 140, and the small one, I don't really know. You probably have to put it on a meter. I'm guessing probably, 25, 35.
Okay. All right. If Phil swing by down there and pick them up, then we'll get them. Teach him how to install them. I think it's time he starts learning how to do. And we'll be willing to teach him that. Over.
I think he'd have some fun with them. With the 140, he could get on Simplex and probably have some fun with doing some Simplex with it.
I'll swing by there, help him with it, and we'll see if anything's wrong with the coax or the antenna or whatnot. But maybe just his location. I don't know, but we'll get him straight.
one thing, I kind of lived in a not too good location in Lawrence, in town, kind of in a low spot. And when we moved out in the country, I made sure I got myself a spot up on kind of a hill here, so I do a lot better. But anyway, I'll let y'all get back together. We kind of got supper going anyway. Y'all have a good evening. KF4NXY.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. A 73, it's KO4NUE. I'll be clear with you, sir. KO4WWZ, you got that, over? So let's get the fan on it for now to keep from damaging the radio, if that's what's happening, and get your stack up done. Then you get the amps. When you get the amps, we'll take care of the amp. We'll check. We'll show you how to use the SWR meter. We'll check the coax, check the antenna again, and make sure everything's kosher. But if you can run the Yaesu on 25 watts, that would be great. If you could run it a little lower, that would be even better. But I'm not sure you're going to be able to do that. But you need to keep it cool first, over.
Roger that. And I think once I have the big amp installed, see if it does about 5 watts or 10 watts with 120 watts output, that'd be a lot more than 50, and that should be giving me strong enough signal to get to where I can be full fighting, I think. Over.
There's a lot of other things involved with that, but that's okay. If that's where you want to go, that's where we'll go with it. But all right, bud. Well, I'm gonna say 73s and clear up the frequency. But let me know what you decide, and I'll get back with you, and we'll go from there. KO4NUE 73s. I'm clear.
All right, 73s. KO4WWZ. Okay.
Go ahead, Keith.
A suggestion, too, on the elevate the radio. This Kenwood I got from Dave over there, the fella had stuck like thick rubber feet, you know, like furniture feet or whatever. You can probably find those pretty cheap, too, but it didn't have a mounting bracket, so I guess he had those up under it to do the same thing. Probably at least a quarter inch
thing. That would work too. I tell you what, Chandler, KO4NUE, you drink those tea bottles of tea, right?
Yes, sir, I do.
4 lids. Get the plastic lids off of them and put your little super glue on there and glue it to the bottom of the radio, so that'll give you stack up. Won't have to worry about the pennies and all, but that would work too. But you gotta get air under the radio and across the top of it. Over.
Roger that. Thank you, Chuck. And thank you, Keith.
73, gentlemen. I'm clear.
NUE, KN4BWA.
KN4NUE, go ahead, Steve.
Hey, what's your schedule like tomorrow afternoon?
Afternoon will be with my cousin in Pickens. I'll probably be clear, maybe sometime Friday. But let me give you a holler on landline, and we'll work something out.
Roger. Sometime Friday morning will be real good for me. So, anyhow, think about that. Let me know. And I will talk to you again soon. 73 scan, 4GWA, I'm clear.
Get clear.
Roger, Steve. Houston around, KK48, my scan.
Shane, go ahead.
Well, I guess we was right there. I guess old Mike, he's going to put turbos on those crappy.
Refresh my memory. I'm pretty bad at memory.
Okay. the other day, me and you were talking about Mike Payne with his airplane scrapping.
Hydro, I didn't quite hear what you said, but yep, I am not surprised at all. I know he's had at least one video out, but for what, maybe two, so I guess I need to catch up. His latest video is, his Jeep is in there too. He's got a picture of his Jeep, because he was telling about what he's going to do and everything. Wait till you see what he's going to do. That will be so cool.
Great, no telling what that guy. Yeah, I'll definitely have to watch him. Looking forward to seeing that Jeep anyway after hearing you talk about it and knowing his abilities and such. So, yeah, I'll probably check that out later tonight, okay? Yeah, I don't want to pull it for you, but I don't think it's ever been done, but what he's going to do, that would amaze me there.
Has he picked up the pace on the videos? Seems like he's been getting a little more frequent again. Like I said, I know I've missed at least one, maybe two.
Well, that last video, it'll tell you why I've been making videos, and it'll tell you what he's done. That's why I've been making videos. That's gonna be crazy.
I got you, and I know he's made references of he's got a lot of irons in the fire, so I'm guessing that's this is related, so yeah, I will definitely have to check that out tonight. Thanks for the heads up.
And it's bigger than an airplane, for sure. But I'm not going to spoil it for you.
You're not going to spoil it, but sure get me intrigued. I'll probably watch it here in a few minutes then.
Like I say, it's going to be great.
But there's, whatever it is, if there's anybody that can pull it off, it definitely might be.
Yeah, like I say, it's got the, well, if I say I'll spoil it, and I don't want to. I want you to check it out. See how amazing that's going to be there. Can't take it away till I see you in the group.
I'll definitely go ahead and check it out here in a few. I think the wife is just now getting started on dinner, so I'll probably have a little while.
I let you go there. I've got you call sign. I know it's close to mine, but I don't want to mess it up there. I'll have to remember. KJ4HYC, let's wrap it up.
The Hotel Yankee Charlie. Mine is Charlie Hotel Yankee. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee.
Almost back, you can see. Charlie Hotel Yankee, all right.
Again, thanks for the heads up. I'll probably start watching that here in a few minutes. KN4CHY, I'll be clear and listen.
I'll be standing by. You watch it and everything. I'll be listening. your watch and everything. Come back on here and tell me what you think. I'll be listening.